Zion. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried in their arms. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth of the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense, and proclaiming the grace of the Lord. And fulfillment in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. For you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to heaven, they returned to their country by another route.
Join in prayer. Lord, we thank you for the reading of Scripture and the hearing of your word, and we give you this time. May what is spoken ring with truth. May what is heard and understood be touched by your Spirit. And may what is decided lead us on towards your kingdom. For Christ's sake. We're going to spend some time in the weeks before Lent. Yeah, Lent isn't very far away. Considering what it means to live as in the image of God. Generous, merciful, kind, faithful, good, truthful. To consider what it means to live like that in a world where such things are not much honoured, or else have become the slogans of groups who trumpet their all-round rightness over everybody else. And Epiphany Sunday, today, is a good place to start. Epiphany, the traditional day for the story of the wise men, the Magi, the three kings. Though nothing in the Bible about three and kings, more by tradition than anything else. But the point is that on this day, the worldly wise world, the world of power and self-aggrandizement that is always looking for signs of greatness and glory, sets out on a journey and finds a baby and kneels at the place where true greatness is to be found, in the image of God. That's the starting place, the image of God in a human being, in all the innocence and vulnerability and potential of the baby in the manger. We spend our lives travelling away from our birth, leaving our vulnerability behind, trying and often failing to fulfill our potential. We grow, and in the end, we settle for all kinds of earthly security and worldly wisdom. Maybe we grow rich in the things of earth, or greedy for more of the things of earth, or cynical because we can't see beyond the things of earth. Either way, anyway, we travel further and further away from the times and the places where we were innocent and vulnerable and full of potential. And maybe the wise man's story stands for those, for we, hopefully, who one day wake up and realize that the journey that we have been on, that has brought us loads of things, has brought us little of value. We haven't found generosity or mercy or kindness or faithfulness or goodness or truthfulness. Maybe we have found, like the late Clive James in one of his final poems, "With no life, there was nothing I could mean. I should have been more kind. It is my fate to find this out, but find it out too late." Maybe, looking back on how far we have come, we realize that we must set out again. We must look for signs. We will follow the wisdom that we have known, and we will travel hopefully, and we will bear gifts of worldly glory, the gold, of frankincense, godly aspiration, of myrrh. Do you notice it didn't occur in the reading from Isaiah? Human suffering. Because that's all the things that we have got in our worldly wise world. All that we have to offer. The hope that we will gain everything, gold. The hope that we will grow more like God, frankincense. But the reality of the suffering that we all endure, myrrh. All we have to give as we journey. Like the wise men. Are they like you? Like me? Are we ready to set out again by faith? That's what faith is. It's the journey we are called to. It's not the journey of life that we are all traveling that will lead us wherever it will, to richness or poorness or to be fulfilled or unfulfilled or whatever. It is another journey. It is one that we cannot resist. It is our destiny. It leads us away from what as humans we have failed to be towards what as humans we might yet be. Towards what? A journey towards, if we did but know it, the image of God. That's what I think we can take from the wise man's story. A quest that leads to the image of God. The innocent, vulnerable, potential image of God in the baby. Think of him like all babies, full of innocence, vulnerability, potential. But think of him also like any other baby you have ever seen or heard of, who keeps his innocence, makes his whole life vulnerable, fulfills his potential as the image of God. Do you remember in Genesis, in the garden? Let us make humankind in our image. Do you remember then The story as it goes on, the fall from grace, the long, restless journey of the people out of slavery into freedom, Exodus, the promised land. Do you remember how they lose their innocence? Sinai, the golden calf. Do you remember how they abandon their vulnerability by having kings, by forming a nation? Do you remember how they waste their potential? The exile, the railing of the prophets. But remember Christ. What the Colossian letter says about Christ. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created. All things have been created through him and for him. Remember what the Philippian letter says about Christ. Who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. And at the end of their journey, this was what they found. Innocence, vulnerability, potential. The image of God in Christ. Only it wasn't the end of their journey, was it? Today is Epiphany Sunday. Epiphany. Epiphanu, two Greek words, meaning light shining all around. Epiphany in common speech. A revelation, something wonderful, a moment of magical, wonderful encounter with glory. But what did the wise man's epiphany amount to? A baby. Innocence. Vulnerability, potential, the image of God. And their journey continued. That's the journey of faith, my friends. It's not the sci-fi journey that ends with the banishment of the dark side. I've been to see Star Wars. It's not the happy ever after journey, the end of the fairy tale. It's not the end at all. They, we, must journey on. We've had Advent, Christmas, but we've got Lent to come, and then Holy Week and Good Friday, and soon enough afterwards, Easter, and when that comes, still we must journey on. And remember the Colossian letter. Think of what you were when you were called, when you started out on the journey. Not many were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. As we journey on, like the wise men, we must go by a different route. Go back? Well, you can't go back, can you? Unless it is by a different route. A route that takes us away from earthly glory and self-aggrandizement and greatness, away from Herod, towards generosity, mercy, kindness, faithfulness, goodness, truth. Towards the innocence, the vulnerability, the potential. Towards the service, not gold. Towards sacrifice, not frankincense. Towards suffering, myrrh, perhaps, the image of God towards Christ.